Hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking to Arvind?
Yes.
Hey Arvind, this is Jagan from L&T Infotech.
Yeah, hi Jagan.
Hey Arvind, we got your resume from our HR. Is it a good time to talk to you?
Yeah, please, yes.
Yeah, alright. So, I got your resume. So, can you briefly explain about your career so far?
Okay, I have more than 3 years of experience. Mm-hmm. And I work for Information Dynamics. As an Oracle PL SQL, I work in Oracle PL SQL with mainly on the shell scripting part. So I use prepare a lot of utilities, prepare a lot of automated tools for the production support team, for L2 and L3 team. So this mm-hmm. application is majorly into enhancement and maintenance. So we work on L1 support, L2 and then L3 support, and also we do products for L4. So I am part of the production support team where I used to work on doing the analysis and also fixing the bugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's on both of your projects, is it? Both, it's a support project.
Yeah, both my project is a support project, and I have experience in also in shell scripting and also in PL script.
Okay, all right. So your current project is also a 24/7 support, right?
Yeah, it is a rotational shift. We work on 24/7 support.
Okay, so you are comfortable working in night shifts at the weekends also?
Correct, yes.
Okay, all right. And on your current project, right, so how does the L1, L2 operation work? You are part of the L1 or the L2 team?
No, I am part of L2 team.
L2 team. Okay. Can you tell me the complete workflow of your current engagement?
We have a ticket tracking tool. So we have a tool called Jira. So any ticket that is coming, end user will be calling the L1 team, and L1 team will be logging the ticket. So they have a run book. So they follow a run book. If there is any issue, they'll try to resolve it. If not, they'll be escalating the issue to L2 team. So for every ticket we have a SLA. So based on the SLA, we have both resolution time and also the response time. So for us, if it is a critical CVRT1 ticket, the response time is 5 minutes, and resolution time is 1 hour. So because we work on very sensitive application like trading application, mm-hmm. and then if it is a priority 2 ticket, then it is 4 hours, and priority 3 it is 3 days, and P4 we call it as change request.
Okay.
And then we also prepare these things release notes, root cause analysis documents, and every day we'll be having a production support call with the on-site team. So we will be we'll have to explain about the tickets that we want.
Okay, got you. So once it lands to your L2 bucket, right, so you do your part of investigation, and if at all you have your fix or a workaround, you provide it. If no, there is a limitations of your operations also, right? What do you do for the tool?
We will hand over to the L3 team, because they are the one who have access to the code. If there is any code changes required, we will raise a ticket to the DBA, Oracle DBA, so that they will do the fix. But we do the analysis in the staging environment. So any issue that comes, we will work in the staging environment and try to find the fix.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But otherwise, you create the same ticket, you pass it on to L3 for a code fix, is it?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So, right. And once L3 fix the code, so do they do a deployment, or it comes back to L2 to do the deployment?
It is whoever does the code, they will prepare a release notes, and we have version control tool. So we use a CVS, and we have a separate release management team who will do the build. So they will do the build, and they will deploy the code in the production environment. So we have 3 production environments. So they will do it. And we have separate change control management team. So so with their approval, we will deploy the code in the production environment.
Oh, okay. So with the change management group approval, L2 does the actual deployment of the patch or the code, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So you are involved into the deployment primarily.
Deployment, yes.
Okay. So, and then the rest of validation and everything, so until everything is BAE, you take care of it.
Correct, yes.
Okay, fine. Alright, so you also have Unix experience, right?
Yeah, 80% of my work involves in PL SQL, and 20% in Unix, because we used to write a lot of automation scripts. Because like any query that we want, like for any report generation, or like if I have any issue, like we always like handle errors in an exception part in PLSQL blocks. So we have like error log table. So any error that comes in an error log table, we automatically write a shell script to generate a report to the production support team. So those kinds of like shell script, like generating metrics reports script, like I used to write.
Okay, okay, got it. Okay, so you are good at the shell scripting side also in case
yes.
automation.
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay. So just to know, right? So if you have to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5 for Unix, what would you say?
I'll say like 3.5.
Okay, and similarly for Oracle?
I'll say 4.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'm not going to go more into technical. Let's see if we need another round for it. But other than that, right, okay, so you are primarily working through the Jira, is it? Do you have any experience with ServiceNow?
I have heard of this, but I never used it.
Okay, you never used it so far,
yeah.
Okay.
But I have heard of the ServiceNow, it is popular now.
Right, right, exactly. So Jira, I have, we have earlier used mostly onto development projects where we wanted to allocate work and all that. This is the first time I'm hearing that in a production support environment, but that's good. Yeah, at least we can track through it. That's fine. And do you have any location constraints? We're primarily looking at a person in Chennai.
No, I'm like L&T. It is in DLF, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't have any problem like working from DLF.
Okay, okay, all right. So in case if you want to shift to Bangalore, is that okay by you or only Chennai is
I'm flexible, I can even travel to Bangalore.
Perfect, good. All right. Okay, so other than that, I think in your current application also you'll have a lot of alerts which comes in which you monitor, right?
Correct, yes.
You are the L1 team, whoever. But do you have any monitoring tool in place or it's just...
We use like Oracle Enterprise Manager and we also have this AutoSys. And in PLSQL also like we have these things like DBMS Scheduler and DBMS Jobs we use. And I'm also like familiar working on cron jobs.
Okay, okay, okay. So this Oracle Enterprise Manager, does it trigger an email alert to you or you keep monitoring that?
No, we will keep monitoring and we used to like write shell scripting to generate an email to the production support team.
Okay, okay, okay. So L1 team actually sees the screen and monitors the processes or whatever.
Correct. They will also like, they will see the screen and monitor and if there is any mail comes, they will raise a ticket to the DB team.
Okay, okay. Okay. All right. I hear that you also got a few automation shell scripting and all that, right?
That's correct.
Right. Can you explain any of the recent automation pieces which you have done?
In PLSQL, what we do is, if there is any error comes, we will be like handling the error in the error log table by catching the username, error code, error message, and then the block name. So those information will be like entered in the error log table. So we have a shell script which for every 5 minutes it will be like running, we have a like job. So that job will be like getting executed for every 5 minutes and it will check whether there is any new rows getting inserted into the error log table. When there is any new rows,
okay.
It will fetch the data and it will send an email to the production support team. So production support team will be like closely watching those errors. If it is any critical errors, then they will be like creating a ticket to the DBA team asking to extend the space or like if I want to like remove something, we will try to like remove it. Based on the issue, like we will take the like action on that.
Okay, 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 got it. Okay. Alright, so similarly for the user queries, right? You said whenever an end user has an issue, they reach out to the L1 team. Do they call or do they also raise a ticket to the L1 team?
They will call, like the end user, they will be like...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have a number, like they will be calling directly to the L1 team.
Okay.
And L1 team is the first line of support. So we call them as like the service desk.
Okay, okay. So they are technical as well, not just functional?
They're not more into technical. They can understand the business.
Okay.
They know the application. They're not like more technical. But
right.
They have like a basic, very basic knowledge on SQL and also like basic knowledge on Unix, very basic knowledge on Unix.
Okay, okay, I hear you. Okay, so if there is anything functional they wanted to tell to the end user, they stop it on their level, but if it's really technical, then it comes to L2.
Come to L2, yes.
Good. Okay. All right. Okay. Can I know like your availability, you know, in case you, if you are given this offer, what is your availability to join us?
I'm available immediately because like I already like attended technical discussion, say like 1 week before, and I'm available immediately.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm also like available to come and attend the interview even like tomorrow morning also I'm available.
Okay, okay.
Because it was already said like I will have to come for a face-to-face discussion today.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow like they didn't arrange a face-to-face discussion.
Okay, okay.
Because it was development, previously it was said it was going to be a development project. And then they said like that particular project is like closed. So
okay.
They said like they will arrange a production support.
Okay. So just to brief out on what we are expecting right here, right? So this is for the Citigroup client, right? And we also do 24/7 as it's a global application. So it will be split into three different regions. One is for Asia Pacific and one is for Europe and one for North America. So we run through all three clean ships. Operations from L1, L2, everything will be parted for these three ships, and we cover 24/7, including the weekends. Okay, and this is this application is called mostly involving transaction applications similar to the trading which you have, but these are for big corporate clients, and you know, particularly for salary generation or bulk payments to its employees or outside clients and things like that. So to give a gist of it, an average transaction that happens over a month in this application is about $1 trillion. So it is one of the biggest applications in Citi and very vital and critical as well. And you know, SLAs are very stringent, similar to what you said, that's 5 minutes of response time and 1 hour of resolution time. Here it's even stringent, response time is fine, but the resolution time for step one is even like 20 minutes or 30 minutes kind of for step one. So it is one of the critical application, and you know, we need people to be, you know, on toes when there is an issue, and in their shift we need a complete attention to it so that nothing gets missed out, escalated. We have clear monitoring tools in place. We use ITRS for monitoring. So as part of L1, we have two different sections within L1 itself. One is the command center and one is the service desk. So command center completely monitors all these alerts which are configured on ITRS, and anything you know, which is an informational warning or a clear critical alert, it will be escalated or resolved at that point. And the services team, as you said, will be dealing with all these user queries which comes in from the end users. End user doesn't directly contact our SC team, it comes through the customer care, which is primarily on the Citi side itself. So they tackle the L1 part of it, and once, you know, their limitations are also there resolving any particular ticket. So any overflows will come down to L2, or anything which is technically challenging will be coming down to L2. So L2, as you said, will be dealing with incident management. We are working on ServiceNow tools, so we used problem management and change management as well during the releases and deployment. And we primarily, you know, also focus on a lot of initiatives. L2 is part of a lot of initiatives within the application itself. One such is automation. So that's why I was asking your expertise in automation as well. So shell scripting is one thing which we have been internally dealing with, and there are a few which has been done with the help of an additional automation team through JavaScript and all that. Okay, so that's about the application. So your role will be, what we are targeting is, in case we get recruited, we will be having you as part of the L2 team itself. We are kind of drifting the L2 team itself into SME layer and the one as a shift left layer, which will be doing the complete L2 BAU operations. So anything that overflows from L2 or are part of your incident management, problem management, change management will be on the L2 bucket itself. So you'll be playing a role within the L2 team. Okay, so that's the role which you're targeting at. So given your profile, at least the initial evaluation seems good to me. We might have another round of technical interview to just see how your technical expertise is about. Right. So do you have any other questions which you wanted to discuss?
I'm good. Like, I've been doing the same kind of whatever that you expect, like both problem management, change management, and also like incident management. I've been doing this. So like technically
right.
also like I'm good because I've attended an interview before, like
uh-huh.
4 or 5 days before. So you can check my skill there. And I'm available also like for a face-to-face discussion because I'm available like from this Wednesday, like I'm available to
okay.
join also. So if you can speed up, like I can take this.
Sure, man. I hear you. So let me talk to the HR. We'll schedule up one other technical interview probably tomorrow.
Okay.
And that will, you know, once that's through, probably we should have one round of client interview as well because that's mandatory for L2 in hiring.
Okay.
Hope to have a better solution on that.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll be, our HR team will contact you on this.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.